This is a special council meeting, it's Tuesday, June 30th, 2015, 9:00 a.m.
Call this special meeting of the Othello City Council to order at 9:03 p.m. or a.m. And would you all please rise for a short prayer and a pledge of allegiance? Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to assemble, to make important decisions that affect the future of this community. And we pray that you would give us all wisdom and counsel as we go forward today. In Jesus' name, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Again, I want to welcome you all today. We have an important decision to make as a city council. And we have Councilmember Mark Snyder and Councilmember John Lawless are, they're at work, they're out of town, and they can't make today's meeting, but the balance of the council is here, so I'd entertain a motion to excuse both of those members from today's proceedings.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to excuse Mark Snyder and John Lawless. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. On the phone today, we have with us our city attorney, Roger Reed. We are going to hear from members of the public. We're going to hear from our Public Works Department about our water supply. And the council has before it an ordinance to consider. We're in a situation that I think it will become more and more apparent as it unfolds and as information comes forward. So with that, I would like to move to item 1.404 on our agenda, citizen input. Is there any citizen here in the proceedings today that would like to address the Othello City Council? If so, please raise your hand. We'll recognize you. You'll have up to 5 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone here? Mark Spohr, please come forward.
I'm assuming this is pertaining to what's on the agenda today?
Yes, please.
I have reviewed this emergency ordinance. I think in lieu of the circumstances, it's a very prudent ordinance to adopt, and I encourage the council to adopt it.
Thank you, Mark. Is there anyone else? With that, I'd like to move to item 2, approval of agenda.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve our agenda today. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Moving on to current business of the day, 3.01. Terry Clements, the City of Othello Public Works Director, has a report on the status of our water supply. Terry?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Good morning. Currently, right now, in our levels of water in our current towers, Reservoir 3 is 75.9 feet, and Reservoir 4 is 78.2 feet. We have well 9 on emergency status being pumped back into town, and it's currently producing, since the weekend, Saturday, we've pumped 1,309,000 gallons back to the city. We've overcome the head pressure there and in the system pressure, and we're gaining roughly a foot an hour in the towers. We fired it up this morning. We've jumped a foot since our 7:30 start on it. So we're looking fairly decent on that end of it. Simplot is still is down around 1,509 gallons a minute. McCain's is at 205 gallons a minute, which they've been staying right in there since we've talked to them. Well, 6 is still out. They're putting it back together as of yesterday. Probably take the majority of this week in the heat to be able to put that thing all together, but probably won't have a startup until next week on that. But currently, all wells are running, and running efficiently as they can currently at this time.
Okay, so Terry, you're the well number nine that we're getting the additional water from, approximately 800 gallons a minute. Is that still on generators?
Yes, it's still on generator. We're working towards to alleviate that by hooking it into power with the Vista. Basically, Vista has to do a tap on the transformer out there, shut down to a tap, takes them about 4 hours, and they got to pull some wire. But we've got to dig a pad, pour a pad, so they can set the transformer on top of that grounding sleeve and attach some conduit to their existing run in order to pull wire back over to the pump that's currently there to eliminate the generator.
So how long do you suppose?
Probably going to be a week on my part anyway to get that.
What about a Vista? Well, our part, after a Vista comes in,
we'll be working on our part of it as we go. It's gathering other things in the system as we go, so it's getting bodies to be moved over there. We've got the hoe out there. We just got to man it and man another individual there. So we've got to get some sweeps from a Vista for sweeping underneath that vault and then sweep out. And we need to contact Varilla to find out what size of conduit we need coming out of that transformer vault in that grounding sleeve to where the well house would set over that direction. So those are being made this morning.
So in addition to that, well number six, they just started assembly. Was that yesterday or today?
Yesterday.
Okay. And that's approximately a 3-day?
Depending on, they can do 300 feet. On a good day, 300 feet. I don't know at a upper 90s, 100-degree weather that 300 feet would be accomplished because of the heat inside that building. But on a good day, 300 feet, but it'll probably take four. It'll probably take till Friday before they can get the majority of it assembled.
And then from that point, we have to flush the well.
We'll have to run it to waste, correct. We'll have to pull back T on it, wait for it to pass before we can put it into the system.
So the timing of that is going to be after the 4th of July, is that correct?
Correct. That's the way it's looking right now, for sure.
So in your opinion, as the Public Works Director of the City of Othello, if we had a major fire take place in the city, that 75 and 78 foot that we have in our water towers currently, how quickly could that drop?
It depends on the fire. I know that out our Storch caps, we can draw 1,200 gallon a minute. We've measured that out. But if Gary was to hook to it and he wanted to draw more from it by pumping from it, then he could pull a little more water than that. But it would decrease that fairly quick on a large fire.
Okay. So
we're losing probably, by the time we shut this well nine off out there at the end of an 8-hour day of run, we lose probably 10 feet in the tower.
Overnight?
Overnight. Before we fire it back up the next morning. We can't run it 24/7 just for, because we don't have any safeties per se against that pump out there, because it's running against the generator. Mm-hmm. It has to be manual.
So that's the situation we're in until at least next week.
Until
after
next
the
week,
4th of July.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the current situation. That's the best that I can give you right now.
Okay. Council, do you have any more questions, Terry?
Yeah, we're at 78, 79.
We're at 75.9 and 78.
75.9. 78. And our lower threshold that where we start
60.
Pulling back from the system.
60
is 60.
Our
60. Yeah. So we don't have too much extra.
Well, we don't have any. I don't see where we have a lot of room for any contingency. I mean,
no.
We're in a situation where our water supply
even if we had a big fire, whether, you know, for any reason, we'd probably be getting really down there close to that 60 level, because
we're gonna stay pretty tight to this through the weekend with my staff, so not very many people are going to travel very far from the helm here, because we're concerned as well. Not that we're not. We're very concerned with what we have. So I keep in touch with Wade and the mayor as to what our status are, but we're not going to travel very far from the wheel.
Council? Any questions? Terry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So now we've heard the status of our water supply. At this time, we have, the council has before it, an ordinance 3.02 on our agenda. This ordinance is number 1438. It's an emergency ordinance of the City of Othello adopting new restrictions on the discharge of fireworks in the city for the period of June 30th, 2015 through July 5th, 2015, and it also amends our Chapter 5.16 of the city's code to authorize the city council to set such restrictions in the future. And with us, we have our city attorney on the telephone, and I would like to turn the discussion of the ordinance set here before the council from our legal counsel, Roger Reed of Lukens and Annas.
Go ahead, Roger.
Okay, good morning, Councilman. This is Roger Reed here. And as you have just heard, we got an emergency condition just with the fire flow situation in the city of Othello right now. We've got the weather conditions that are subject of national news. Witness the Wenatchee fires that are still burning. And so I've been asked by the mayor and by Wade Parris to prepare a emergency ordinance which would authorize the city council to ban the discharge of fireworks in the city of Othello from today, June 30th, 2015, until July 5th, 2015. Obviously, that's next Sunday. And the purpose of this ordinance is to provide you the necessary authority to do so. One thing you should know, we are acting under the impression that, and I should say my legal conclusion, that we are authorized to do this. The state has a statute, RCW 70.77, which sets up the regulation of the sale, licensing of fireworks in the state of Washington. And it's called the so-called state fireworks law. And there is a provision in that law. Specifically, it's called RCW 70.77.250, which accords the chief of the state patrol, and more particularly his director of fire protection, sounds like a state fire marshal, to set up the enforcement of the state fireworks law. It provides in what they call sub 4 that the counties and cities of Washington shall comply with these state rules and any ordinances adopted by a county or a city that are more restrictive than state law shall have an effective date no sooner than 1 year after their adoption. So you guys are all politically savvy, so what you can see here is that the fireworks lobby has done a good job, and so they want to make sure that the cities and counties don't get out ahead of this law that they were able to get through and set up restrictions on fireworks. But I'm a former chief of the Attorney General's office here in Spokane. I was in the worked for the Attorney General's office for 6 years. I've been through this, and we've done a fair amount of municipal work, as you well know. And what I've done is I've, in concert with Kelly Cockright, we've come up with a conclusion that we believe that the city of Othello is authorized to prohibit the discharge of fireworks. Obviously, it's the kids setting off fireworks. We are not in any way regulating the sale of the fireworks. That's done by the state, and you're fortunate. There are no, as I understand it, fireworks stands within the city, so we don't have to face that issue. And the law is also sets up a
comprehensive set of regulations for all these fireworks contractors who do all the July 4th shows and all that. But what I've done, I said, hey, when you take a look at those regulations, do apply, as I say, to the wholesaling, the retailing, the licensing of fireworks and public display of fireworks. The only specific statute that is set up in this RCW 70.77 that seems to relate to discharge is 70.77.488, and it says it's unlawful for any person to discharge or use fireworks in a reckless manner that creates a substantial risk of death or physical injury to another person or damage to the property of another. So what I'm saying there is we are going to propose that, as we have before you, an ordinance that is consistent with state law. And so we have before you this proposed ordinance 1438, which is going to add a chapter to your current ordinance on fireworks, and it is going to give you a authority to prohibit the discharge of fireworks upon your finding that the conditions are so bad in terms of the weather, in terms of, in this particular case, of your fire flow inadequacies, that the public safety basically requires that the city prohibit the discharge of fireworks from today until July 5th. And in this ordinance 1438 that is before you, we have it, you as a city council hopefully making findings consistent with what you've already heard by way of testimony. You can see the first whereas says our water supply is presently compromised. You just passed a new ordinance permitting the water usage restrictions. And that the discharge of fireworks, you're seeing that's the third whereas, poses an immediate and present danger to the city and to its inhabitants because of the extraordinary hot weather conditions in the city's presently compromised fire flow situation. And so, lady and gentlemen of the council, what I, as your attorney, and what the mayor and the administrator I know are recommending to you is that you indeed pass this ordinance, which you're passing with the findings recited, but whereas that, you know, all these conditions are pose such a danger that the discharge of fireworks needs to be prohibited until July 5th.
Roger, one thing I just thought about as I look at this again, should the council add on there, with the exception of the control display executed by the Chamber of Commerce or some words to that effect, the Chamber has a big fireworks display, it's very controlled, very monitored. Should we add that to the ordinance?
Oh my, I didn't know that. So you've got a public display set up within the city boundaries?
We do, within the city boundaries.
I think it's in the fifth whereas paragraph. It doesn't restrict the public display of fireworks.
Right.
Okay, so I think we're okay there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making
right.
Sure that was good enough to cover it.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you, Sean. I was just mentioning that. But I didn't know we had that set up. Okay. But we did at least, we said that it doesn't address the sale of fireworks and public display because, you know, that is regulated by the state. So what you are doing is just regulating the discharge. The last thing you should know is the director of fire protection, I guess they've taken a contrary view. They've told other cities that they do not have authority to prohibit the discharge of fireworks. But ladies and gentlemen, I disagree with them. That's why I say if we just slice this issue down to just the very small matter that you want to address, which is We don't want people lighting firecrackers in the city unless it's a public display that's regulated by the state. I think we're okay. I really do. Now, someone may challenge it, but in this current weather situation, fire flow situation, I frankly think, given that context, that our interpretation will withstand court review.
Very good. Thank you, Roger. At this time, I would like to ask Gary Liebachen, the city fire chief, if he would like to add a few comments to today's proceedings.
Mr. Mayor, Council, this time of year, as in the past, our crews are busy. We are volunteer based. Holiday weekend, we'll have volunteers out of town. We'll be somewhat short-staffed in this dry condition. The water flow we talked about earlier, Terry talked about 1,200 gallons per minute out of a hydrant. Just to kind of relate that to a fire and our capabilities of flowing water, the city apparatus has an ability, a combined ability to flow 5,500 gallons of water a minute. So see how fast that goes down. Mm-hmm. We would be at that 60 foot in no time, causing a boil alert. None of us want that. We want to protect our citizens, our economical status. Mm-hmm. We want to protect that, our commercial, industrial. We need to protect that. And I think with a ban of fireworks, that will help. So long as it's enforced and the community abides by it.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
I got a couple questions for Gary, really quick. Is there currently a state fire ban? Burn ban?
The governor has banned fires on state properties, state parks, things like that. DNR, BLM have bans in place on properties. There is not a statewide burn ban or an Eastern Washington burn ban as we saw last year. Okay. Yet. It most likely is coming, but as of right now, no. With the fires that are going on right now, Benton County has one, Grant County has had two in the last 2 days that have developed two larger incidents. The Wenatchee fire, they've lost part of their community. Mm-hmm. And I would be surprised if the governor does not place a ban on shortly.
Gary, would you agree that, you know, I've studied weather all my life based on my current business, but these conditions with extreme heat and the wind from the north that sucks the moisture out of all the vegetation, that by the 4th of July will be almost an extreme situation?
There is no moisture in our fuel right now. There's no moisture in it. We get no recovery at night. So right now, our fuel levels are at the max.
So, and the county's taken no action on a fireworks ban. So they're still going to allow them, that you know of so far in the county?
Unfortunately, I've had about an hour this morning to put things together. We were on the Grant County fire for the past 2 days. We did prevent that from coming into our county and affecting our community, but I have not been in contact with the county commissioners. I've had very little information on that, and I will be following up with that.
Okay.
I think you had heard, Wade, about the Board of County Commissioners' action yesterday, that they...
Yeah, what they've done is all they did was encourage people to use extreme caution in discharging fireworks. That's the only action they took.
Yeah, I don't think we need to add to, if the county's going to allow the fireworks still, you guys are going to be busy enough because it is very, very dry in the county. I don't think we need to add to that danger by allowing fireworks this year too. If we could help.
Sure.
help that at any cost.
Any other questions of Gary? Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the city police chief, Phil Schenk, and talk about the enforcement and this new penalty for discharging fireworks in the city.
Mayor and Council, our intent would be to give warnings as much as possible. The civil infraction that would be built into this is for those that won't comply, you know, with our warnings and or act recklessly. If they're reckless with the fireworks, there's other ordinances or state law that we can use to actually enforce on that. I think we're looking pretty good to get out and enforce this if we need to, or as we need to.
Okay. And what about notification? We had discussed earlier that the police department was going to, the city was going to, what's our communication plan to the community?
Our plan originally on this was to send out flyers with the water bills. That is not, and that would be one option. That is not going to happen because the water bills have already gone out. So at this point, we're looking at a multi-fold. Number one, the newspaper would be running one story. We will be posting this on the city and the police department Facebook. And just to play up on what the impact of that is, with the water shortage that we had, when we put that out on Facebook, we had 12,228 individual hit people read that within the first 3 days. I think we're up to almost 28,000 or 30,000 now. So we have a pretty good spread of that, but that's still not going to reach everybody. So in this case, and the magnitude of this, we're actually, and I'm going to put this, you know, right now, if council approves this, we're going to be asking for volunteers. I would want to, first thing tomorrow morning, while the weather's cool, so we avoid heat casualties, we actually grid out the city and organize door hangers, and we go door to door, hanging flyers with the message. We're not going to knock on the door and wait for people to come to the door. We will not have time, because the way I see it, we need to have this knocked out by about 11 o'clock in the morning before it gets insanely hot like it is.
You'll probably need 15 volunteers, and it'll take them about 2 hours.
That's about the estimate.
And if each one of them have a city map, then you can map out the areas that they can hit, and you can get the whole down done in about 2 hours.
I've already gridded the city out into 16 grids. What we'll do is we'll start with the, start with that, and you know, hopefully two-person teams in that. I'd like to keep them two-person teams just to stay safe. As we knock out those areas, we'll collapse those, and we'll continue. We'll double-team, you know, some of the grids until we get it done.
Any questions? Thank you, Chief. Is there any questions to the Chief?
I got a question for you. How are we going to be doing with staffing as far as to help control that July 4th? And how many people you got on vacation? We're going to have enough staffing to...
We have no one on vacation. We're staffed up for the parade and for the event itself. Now, this is one of the blackout holiday days that we had, so we told people they couldn't take holiday on vacation. This is one of the biggest events of the year for us. I think we're going to be adequately staffed. We will be bringing in additional staff to organize this in the morning to get the message out.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Do you have anything further to add, Wade?
Things have all been covered. As you and I talked, Mayor, the primary focus here is on protecting life and property, and that's your first responsibility, regardless of what, you know, else may people may complain about. That's what we have to do.
We've heard today that, you know, there's a question coming out of the state fire marshal's office that whether we have the authority to act, and we've heard from our legal counsel, who believes that there's adequate emergency situation to give us the authority to act. By adopting this ordinance, this not only gives us the authority to act today, but it then goes into effect, which would not only legally but effectively give us the authority to act every year in situations like this. Given the 100-degree temperatures which we've had for the past week, Most recently, Sunday was 108 degrees. We've got more 106 and 108 degree temperature in front of us, no day reaching below 100 degrees. You've heard about the 5,500 gallon per minute that the fire flow could potentially draw on our city water system. And with the precariousness of our water supply, I think that the council needs to act. And if there's any evidence that we need to act, this is on the front page of the Tri-City Herald today. Flames destroy homes, 24 houses were burned, and the fire marshal in Douglas County issued a ban of fireworks because they had in their previous ordinance that authority to act. But whether the state fire marshal says we have the authority or not, I think that we have jurisdiction over our own community. We have our own situation here with a, it might be different if we had well six up at this time, but as you're aware, it's gonna be well after the 4th of July before that runs, before that's up and running. And I feel like that the job that the staff has put together, our legal counsel has put together, that they have put before the council a decision that they need to make about the discharge of fireworks in the city of Ofella. So with that, I'd entertain a motion and we can continue the discussion to adopt ordinance number 1438.
Make that motion.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I have a question.
For questions, yes, Corey.
With this being an emergency ordinance, there's no 5-day waiting period on it.
Roger.
I couldn't hear the question, what was it?
The question, Roger, is this being an emergency ordinance, there's no mandatory 5-day waiting period. Is that correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, now that's if we have a 2-over majority. That's, in other words, 5 out of 7 votes.
Okay.
For emergency, goes into effect immediately.
All right. Is there any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried unanimous. All right. Having no further business to come before the...
Wait a minute, Mayor. Just one thing. I think just for the record, we just have the... in the ordinance 1438, the warehouses finds that emergency does exist and the discharge of fireworks is banned in the city of Othello till July 5th, pursuant to the newly adopted 5.16.140.
Debbie?
If you want me to type that up and get it to you, I can do that too, but I was just thinking, I think that'd be a good thing to do. So you're just finding that the emergency does exist and the city council implementing its new powers under 5.16.140 does ban this discharge of fireworks in the city till July 5.
Okay, so okay. Roger, we just adopted the ordinance. Do we need to declare the emergency? Or was that declared by adopting this ordinance?
Right. Okay. Well, that's well considered, everyone, and I frankly don't think too many people are going to have the guts to take us on, given the situation.
Yep. Okay.
Any other questions?
Nope. Very good. With that,
thank you very much.
This meeting, thank you, Roger.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your effort. I'll adjourn this meeting this morning at 9:38 a.m.